Welcome to this advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson on building a respatch using resampling workflows for jungle and old school DNB vibes. Today we're not just making a bass sound, we're building a bass system. The key idea here is that a classic res is often more interesting when it's treated like a performance, bounced to audio, cut up, processed, and reborn. That's the old spirit we're chasing. Imperfect, alive, gritty, and heavy. Set your project up somewhere around 170 BPM. In 4/4, and keep your bass routing clean from the start. I want you to create a MIDI track for the synth source, an audio track for resampling, another audio track for processed versions, and a bass bus group, so you can compare everything as you go. This setup gives you flexibility, and that flexibility is huge in jungle and DNB because the bass often evolves through the track instead of staying static. Now let's build the source. Load Wavetable on your MIDI track, if you prefer. Operator or analog can also work, but Wavetable is a great starting point because it makes it easy to create a tense, detuned foundation. Use saw-based material for the oscillators. Keep the voicing mono or legato, and add a little glide, maybe somewhere in the 40 to 90 millisecond range. That glide gives the line a more fluid, sliding character, which is very much part of the old-school feel. For the core tone, use moderate detune, not insane detune. This is important. If you push the detune too far, you don't get a res anymore, you get a blurred pad. You want beating and movement, but you still want the bass to feel focused. So aim for a sound that has width and motion in the mids, while still leaving room for a solid low foundation. Write a simple bass phrase, maybe one or two bars to start. Think dark notes, low register, and simple melodic movement. F, F sharp, G, and G sharp are all strong choices for that classic tense jungle territory. Keep it musical, but don't overwrite it. A lot of old school bass lines work, because they're memorable without being busy. Before you print anything, shape the synth a little. Add an auto filter after Wavetable. Use a low pass mode and keep the cutoff low enough to give you a dark, focused tone. Then add saturator with a bit of drive and soft clip enabled. This is really useful because it helps the bass print with character. If you want a bit more motion, add a subtle chorus ensemble or phaser flanger, but keep it under control. You do not want to smear the low end, and use utility to keep an eye on width. The lower the bass goes, the more careful you need to be with stereo spread. Here's the important part. Don't just bounce a static loop. Perform the patch. Arm a resampling audio track and record a few bars while you move parameters. Automate or manually shape the filter cutoff, detune, Wavetable position, saturation drive, and glide time if you can. Even small changes make a huge difference once the audio is printed. This is where the sound starts to become a personality instead of just a preset. That's the magic. Once you've recorded the take, move into editing. Trim the best section, remove dead space, and consolidate it cleanly. If the timing already feels good, don't force heavy warping. If you need tighter rhythmic control, use warp lightly, and choose the most appropriate mode for the job. For percussive style edits, beats mode can be useful. For tonal shaping, Complex Pro can help, but use it sparingly so you don't flatten the character. Now the real fun starts. Resampling gives you permission to think like an old sampler operator. You can slice the audio, reverse little hits, pitch individual notes, shorten responses, and build ghost variations from the same original phrase. This is exactly why resampling is so powerful for jungle and old school DNB. It gives you the sound of a living instrument that has been processed through a hands-on workflow. Next, we're going to process the resampled bass into something more finished. Start with EQ 8. High pass just enough to remove useless rumble below the musical low end, usually somewhere around 25 to 35 Hz. If the sound gets muddy, look around 200 to 400 Hz and make a careful cut. If you need more growl, a small boost in the upper mids can help, but don't overdo it. Too much top-end emphasis makes the res feel modern and harsh instead of raw and jungle-ish. Then add another saturator stage. Again, use moderate drive and soft clipping. If your system can handle it, oversampling is worth it. This is one of those places where a little extra harmonic density really helps the bass sit with authority. If you want more grit, try Redux or Erosion. Redux is great for that slightly broken digital edge. Erosion can add dust, noise, and tearing in a very controlled way. Use either one with restraint. The goal is not to destroy the bass. The goal is to rough it up just enough that it feels like it came from a machine with history. If you're on Live 12 Suite and have Roar available, this is a great place to use it. Roar can add powerful harmonic movement and gnarly mid-range energy. But keep it musical. A little goes a long way, especially in jungle where the bass needs to stay heavy and readable, not just loud and distorted. After that, check mono compatibility with utility. Your low end needs to stay centered and solid. If the bass feels too wide below the fundamental range, narrow it. This is one of the biggest mistakes people make. Wide mid-range is fine, but the sub needs to anchor the track. Glue compressor can add a little cohesion, but don't overcompress. A small amount of gain reduction is plenty. You want the sound to hold together, not lose its movement. Now let's get more serious and split the bass into low and mid layers. This is a huge move for DNB production. Keep the sub clean, narrow, and steady. Low pass it around 90 to 120 Hz and leave it mostly alone. Then take the mid layer and high pass it around the same point so you can get much nastier with it. That mid band is where you can use saturation, bit reduction, chorus, filtering, even some reverb throws if they're short and arc. The sub holds the floor. The mid speak. The top texture adds attitude. When all three layers do different jobs, the bass sounds big and controlled instead of muddy. At this stage, start making the sound breathe through arrangement and automation. Automate the filter cutoff. Automate the drive amount. Automate stereo width on the mid layer only. Try different versions of the same phrase. One version can be clean and tight. Another can be dirtier and more unstable. Another can be wider and noisier for tension sections. That contrast is a massive part of jungle and old-school DNB energy. You want your bass to feel like it's evolving, not just looping. This is also where chopped edits come in. Reverse a note into the next hit. Pitch a slice up an octave for a quick response. Duplicate a hit and move it slightly to add swing. Shorten a note to create a stutter. These tiny edits give the bass that sampled, hand-cut feel that makes the genre feel alive. If you want to get even more old-school, use simpler or sliced a new MIDI track and treat the resampled audio like a classic sample source. Now think about how the bass interacts with the drums. A res in DNB never really exists by itself. It has to lock with the break. Leave space around the snare. Let the kick breathe. Use syncopation to answer the drum pattern instead of stepping all over it. The best jungle bass lines feel like they're talking back to the break. They create tension in the gaps, not just through constant presence. And because this lesson sits in a mastery-minded context, keep checking the bigger picture. Watch the spectrum. Listen quietly. Check mono. Ask yourself whether the bass is fighting the break or supporting it. If the sound only works when it's loud, that usually means the source still needs work. Don't try to fix a weak res by piling on more processing at the end. Go back and improve the source or print another pass. A few pro moves can really take this further. Try printing multiple takes of the same phrase, each with different automation. One could be darker and more controlled. Another could be brighter and more unstable. Then use those takes in different sections of the track. That's a simple way to create arrangement development without changing the musical idea. You can also use velocity to shape more than just volume. Map it to filter cutoff, detune, saturation drive, or chorus mix. That makes the notes feel more expressive, even if the MIDI is simple. And don't underestimate very small amount of room reverb on the mid layer only. Keep it short, dark, and high pass. That can create a sense of space without wrecking the low end. It's a nice trick when you want atmosphere, but still need a clean mix. If you want extra aggression, duplicate the resampled res and process one copy really hard. Band pass it, saturate it, compress it, maybe throw in some erosion or frequency shifting, then blend it quietly under the main tone. That parallel dirt layer can add attitude without destroying the core bass. Here's the big takeaway. A classic res in jungle and old-school DNB is not just a synth patch. It's a living bass workflow. You start with a strong detuned source, commit early, print it to audio, slice it, reshape it, and use contrast to keep it moving. Sub anchors, mid speak, top texture adds danger. That's the formula. So as you work, keep asking yourself, does this feel played? Does this feel like it was edited by hand? Does it leave room for the break? Does it hold up in mono? If the answer gets better every time you resample and revise, you're on the right path. Keep experimenting, keep printing versions, and don't be afraid to commit earlier than feels comfortable. That's where the classic jungle magic shows up. If you want, I can also turn this into a tighter voiceover script with timestamps, or a version written for a more energetic presenter style.